This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we want to begin a study of the rightly dividing of the truth. The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now this means that we must learn to properly handle the truth. And among the things that are involved in properly handling the truth is a proper consideration of the various covenants which we find in the Bible. While it is true that all the principles of the Bible are binding upon men now living today, it is certainly not the case that all of the specific or detailed instructions found in the Bible are binding upon us today. Jesus taught in John 14 and verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." But we must know what his commandments are to men today. It would not do, for instance, if you were to simply open your Bible and find where God is giving instructions about the building of an ark, for you to go and build an ark. It would not be obedience to you for any man today to strive to build an ark in obedience to the commands of God. God gave those instructions to Noah. He did not give it to anyone living today. In the same way, when God gave instructions to Abraham to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, it would not do if you were today to read the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis and then to make plans to offer your own son as a sacrifice. God has not given those instructions to you. In the same way, when God told Adam and Eve that they should be free to eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, whether you and I today eat or do not eat of a certain tree makes absolutely no difference so far as our obedience to God is concerned. God did not give that instruction to us. It was given to Adam and Eve. And so we can see that while we must recognize that we must obey the truth, there is the further obligation of learning just exactly what truth is bound upon us today. Even if one knows that the Bible is the Word of God, that is, if he knows it's the truth, he must still know how to properly divide it, how to properly handle it. Now, much failure of men coming to understand the gospel plan of salvation and what to do in this day and time comes simply at this point that men have not understood how to rightly divide or how to properly handle the various covenants of the Bible. Let's note some of the principles of secular law. First of all, secular law applies only to its own subjects. Now, we who live in the state of Tennessee are not under the laws of Alabama, unless we were to drive our automobiles down there, in which case we would be under Alabama law so far as the highways are concerned and so forth. We who are Americans are not under British law. It doesn't matter what law Great Britain passes, we are not under obligation to obey it. Now, a second principle is that people may at one time be under a law, but later on they may be freed from that law. It used to be the case that the people who lived in what is now known as Texas were under the laws of Mexico. When the lawmaking body of Mexico passed a law, or when its emperor decreed thus and so, then the people who lived in that geographical area, which is now known as Texas, were under obligation to obey it. But that is not the case now. It doesn't matter what laws the nation of Mexico makes, the people who live in Texas are under no obligation to obey it. Just so we here in America, that is, those who once lived in that part of America which comprised the original 13 colonies, being under England, when England passed a law, they were under obligation to obey it. But that is not the case now. A law may be repealed, and so the people who once were under it would be no longer under it. And this is a very vital point for anyone to understand, if indeed he is to understand the biblical principle. Paul said in Romans 15 and 4, "The things were written aforetime are written for our learning and our admonition, but great care must be exercised in the proper application of that verse." Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.